Timmins, with people settling back in after the March break, the health unit is reminding people to watch for measles symptoms. Measles cases in Ontario have more than doubled in the last 2 weeks. There are no confirmed cases in the Northeastern Public Health, NEPH, area, but staff is monitoring for potential exposures and is on high alert given the provincial trend. "Our region has been measles-free for over 30 years," wrote Gary Skelling, NEPH's communications specialist, in an email to Timmins Today. However, with rising cases in the province, recent cases reported in the north, and many individuals returning from travel over March break, we want to remind people to be mindful of symptoms. Provincially, measles cases have climbed to 350 since an outbreak began on October 28, 2024. There has been one confirmed case in the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit region. See, Ontario measles cases more than double over past 2 weeks. Measles is an airborne virus that spreads easily when an infected person breathes, coughs, or sneezes. It can linger in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours, making it highly contagious. Measles is a very contagious virus. If one person has measles, up to 9 out of 10 people nearby will become infected if they are not protected, Skelling wrote. Vaccination is the most effective tool in preventing measles, the health unit said. NEPH recommends that individuals born in or after 1970 have received 2 doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR, vaccine. Infants between 6 and 12 months traveling to areas with active measles cases may also be eligible for early vaccination. According to NEPH data, vaccination rates in the region are higher than provincial averages. Vaccination rates are currently reported under the Legacy Health Units. Legacy Porcupine Health Unit, 91.1% coverage among 7-year-olds and 97.9% among 17-year-olds. Legacy Timiskaming Health Unit, 84.5% coverage among 7-year-olds and 96.3% among 17-year-olds. The rates have declined in recent years. The COVID-19 pandemic led to some delays in routine immunizations. However, the health unit continues to offer clinics to help individuals stay up to date with their vaccines, Skelling wrote. The majority of measles cases occur in unvaccinated populations or individuals. Ensuring that all eligible individuals receive their 2 doses of the MMR vaccine remains the most effective way to prevent measles outbreaks. Ontario Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore issued a statement on the rise in cases today, March 14. Over 96% of cases in Ontario are among individuals who are unimmunized or have unknown immunization status. The majority of Ontario's cases are concentrated in southwestern Ontario among unvaccinated people, he said. Vaccination is the most effective way to limit the spread of measles and protect yourself and your loved ones. Public Health Ontario has also issued an exposure warning for anyone who was at Toronto Pearson Airport, Terminal 1, on March 2 between 4:50 p.m. and 7:40 p.m., as they may have been exposed to the virus. What to do if you suspect measles? Symptoms typically appear 7 to 21 days after exposure. Early signs include fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and a rash that starts on the face and spreads. If you suspect measles or have been exposed, the health unit is encouraging residents to stay home and avoid contact with others, call ahead before visiting a healthcare provider to allow for proper precautions, and wear a mask if possible when seeking medical attention. The MMR vaccine is free for Ontario residents. Those unsure of their vaccination status are encouraged to check their immunization records and book an appointment with their healthcare provider or local health unit. While the NEPH region has yet to see any confirmed cases, health officials are urging residents to remain vigilant, ensure their vaccinations are up to date, and take precautions if traveling. For more information or to book a vaccination appointment, residents can contact their local health unit or visit the Sick Kids Immunization Infoline, which offers free consultations to parents and caregivers about childhood vaccines.